Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Symphony Limited's Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Capital Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Renu Baidpugalia from IIFL Capital Services. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Michelle. Very good evening, everyone. Today we have with us the senior team of Symphony for the 1Q FY26 earnings conference call. The management is represented by Mr. Achin Bakery, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Nupesh Shah, Managing Director, Corporate Affairs, Mr. Amit Kumar, Group CEO and Executive Director, and Mr. Rajesh Mishra, CEO, International Business. I now hand over the call to Mr. Bakery for his opening comments. Thereafter, we can proceed with the presentation and the call. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Renu. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this earnings call of Symphony. I will be handing over to Mr. Nupesh Shah, who will take us through a presentation, after which we are all here for the Q&A. The customary safe harbor rules apply. Thank you very much once again, Nupesh Bhai.
Thank you, and welcome to Q1 conference call for FY26. So, as everybody knows, summer 2025 was a subdued summer, that too on a very high base of summer of 2024. So, like many other summer-related industries or summer-related products, Symphony has been also adversely impacted. So, revenue during the quarter on a standalone basis stands at 229 crore, down from 373 crore, while PAT stands at 37 crore, down from 69 crore. During the quarter, we have succeeded in recovering about 5 crore from Pathway, which was written off earlier and shown as an exceptional gain. So, as said earlier, revenue is lower on account of short-term and rain-disrupted summer, and on top of it, also to keep in mind, in March 2025 quarter, we had unprecedented sale and record sale. So, in a way, there was also huge pre-season stocking as well as sale to an extent because of short-term summer and intermittent rain, even that impacted. However, also wish to highlight that June 2025 sales of 229 crore is the second highest ever June quarter sales, surpassing sales of earlier based on the summer quarters. And the earlier summer quarter-based sales was June 2022, vis-à-vis that, it is higher by 10%. And today, board has approved interim dividend of rupees 1 per share, totaling 7 crore. On top of it, as today there was AGM, even final dividend of rupees 8 per share, in addition to earlier buyback and interim dividend of last year, will also be released. So, these are the financials for trailing 12 months, as many of you wish to like to track for trailing 12 months. So, July 2024 to June 2025, revenue from operations on a standalone stand at 1,038 crore versus 996 crore. EBITDA 229 crore, almost flat, while PBT before exceptional item 283 crore, up from 275 crore. And in terms of the capital efficacy, during trailing 12 months, capital employed in core business was negative by 30 crore versus 24 crore previous 12 months, translating into ROCE of infinite, and return on net worth stands at 18%. And last year, the total payout was 84%, and over the last 10 years, the payout has been in excess of 80% of the profit after tax, and post that, the treasury stands at 363 crore as on 38 June. Now, consolidated financials. So technically now, consolidated financials, we have to present in two parts. Part one is for continuing operations, and part two is for proposed companies which are on block. So this is for Symphony India, GSK China and Brazil. Put together, the turnover is 251 crore and PAT is 39 crore. And PAT margin stands at 15.40%. GSK China continues showing strong growth momentum, having a huge potential. For Brazil, it was a non-seasonal quarter, but gearing up for a summer season 25. And for IMCO Mexico and Symphony Elu, that is the companies on block, the sales stand at 99 crore, PAT stands at 3 crore, and their EBITDA margin stands at 12%. So IMCO Mexico also, after three consecutive rock solid years and summer, wherein it registered YOY 30% CAGR growth, the, just like India, it was a mild summer, and hence quarter has been impacted, and EBITDA margin has been also impacted only and only on account of the operating leverage. While in case of Symphony EU, now our complete asset-light business model is in place. Our factory lease expired in July and we have not renewed that, and hence its outsourcing is in Australia, India and China, and its product and market expansion is on track, and on top of it, now it has a product portfolio befitting to the local market. So we believe that henceforth the benefit of transformation should accrue, and this is second straight quarter of YOY growth. So as it was conveyed earlier, the status of IPR transactions between GSK and IMCO. So GSK concluded 9 IPR transaction and technology know-how sale to IMCO Mexico as mutually beneficial. The total transaction value is US$5.2 million, amounting to ₹44 crore. Half of it, that is first tranche of ₹22 crore, has been concluded in June quarter, and remaining half will be concluded in September 25 quarter in terms of the cash flow. And GSK China has repaid the loan of ₹28 crore to Symphony India, partly out of internal accruals and remaining from sale proceeds of IPR transaction. And now the loan to India outstanding is 26 crore versus peak of 60 crore in May 24, and that also seems to be fully repaid by end of the year. 22 crore mostly in current quarter itself out of the sale proceeds of IPR and remaining from its internal accrual, and henceforth GSK China will also be in line with Symphony India in terms of the capital efficacy. So during the quarter, we launch new range of air cooler, that is Air Force range. It has received very strong traction, fueling scale-up as well as range expansion from several category of the markets. We have accelerated all-season and counter-seasonal product growth, which are in the category of tower and kitchen cooling fan, large space ventilated cooling fan, as well as water heaters. It won't be out of place to mention that in trailing 12 months, the sales of this category plus exports from India, that is non household air cooler products contributed more than 25% of the sales in Symphony India, which used to be less than 10% earlier. And again, it has a huge potential to grow further. We are strengthening our market presence in alternate channels, as well as more and more focus on semi-urban as well as rural markets. Thank you. So with this, we are open for question answer.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Siddhant from Goodwill. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to know about the channel inventory and, you know, what kind of situation would be there over there. And
Siddhant, that's a pretty pertinent question. Given that till the March quarter, we were placing inventory very aggressively with the channel, the end of the season inventory at this point in time is higher than what we expect at the end of the summer quarter. That said, we are in the process of collecting the entire data, and I'm not at liberty right now to put in exact numbers at this stage.
But it is more than the normal inventory on account of subdued summer. But as you know, we have passed through many such summer in the past. So that is part and parcel of the business, and still we have to overcome and we have to perform.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital Markets Limited.
Good evening, sir. On that adjacent category side, LSV, tower fans and water heaters, I think now these are decent double-digit sales. And if you could share what are the growth ranges is expected and how will these categories mitigate seasonality risk and how do you look at in those specific products in going forward and what kind of new launches in pipeline?
Again, that's a very interesting question, and especially given the way the season panned out, these categories make...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir. Sir, you're sounding a little bit distant. Can you come closer to the mic and speak, please?
Right. So, is it any better now?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. You may continue now.
So these new categories that we are talking about, the tower fan, the kitchen cooling fan, the LSV also for that matter, they have over the last, if I look at last 3-4 years, they are clearly giving us 50%+ kind of CAGR and hence building a key part of the growth portfolio that we are building. Another thing, even after a subdued season like this, these categories, even within this financial, they have grown by a similar rate versus last year. So in that sense, these are giving us a contra-seasonal portfolio to continue build on and help make our portfolio more robust. As we already mentioned, we are into double-digit percentages with these products in our total sales portfolio. Going forward, I continue to envisage, see them continue to grow at a faster clip compared to the core residential coolers portfolio. I would refrain from sharing numbers at this stage, but clearly they would be at a faster growth clip compared to the overall company growth.
And again, it won't be out of place to mention that to an extent this category was also a savior for June quarter, despite it was a subdued summer. And as Amit mentioned, this category even in June quarter registered very robust growth.
Mr. Bala Subramanian, do you have further questions, sir?
Yes. Hello, I'm audible.
Yes,
sir. Sir, on that BLDC technology side, BLDC coolers and tower fans, what is the adoption rate and how we are differentiate compared to our competitors in terms of pricing and cost structures and margin terms?
So this is a range, the BLDC range of coolers we launched 2 years back. And even in the tower fan, we have a BLDC product that has been in the market for more than 1 year. Each of these are priced at, let's give or take, about 10 to 15% premium over the standard non-BLDC products that we have in similar categories. The adoption has been mixed, I would say, in the tower fan. It has, the adoption is better than in the air coolers, but we continue to be keen on building this, and we are looking at this as a as an additional kind of product segment as we go forward.
And unlike other brands wherein in BLDC fan, despite their top line growth, they keep on registering losses, we are having and we are going to grow with profitability.
Okay, sir. So we are targeting exports, like doubling exports in maybe in next 3 years. And because of the current tariff situations, and are we focusing to scaling up in US especially? And is there any challenges regarding capacity or logistics? And whether if you are doing exports, whether these tariff things we are completely taking care or we are sharing with our customers?
So the U.S. tariffs are an evolving situation. Every day it's something different. So, you know, we are not holding our breath about, you know, what is going to happen. And in any case, our tariffs on India, on products from India are lower than on tariffs China. So really speaking, at this point, it doesn't really matter. And whatever had to go for the summer of 25 is already there. Now what really matters is what happens in the summer of 25. And that's a, you know, that's a long way off. So we'll see what happens. We'll cross that bridge when we come to.
Okay, sir. So my final question regarding what is the channel inventory level status, sir, in this quarter?
So you probably missed the answer that we gave to the previous question, which was the exact same question. We, there is significantly high inventory in the channel than it that usually is. There is no doubt about that because of the weak summer that we faced. The exact numbers are something which you know is a different story. But for the purpose of this call, the inventory is high.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Shraddha Kapadia from SMIFS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So basically, my first question is regarding, so Q1 has normally been a seasonally strong quarter for the company, but the revenue fell sharply. So how much of this decline is attributable to weather versus the structural or the competitive factor? Also, if you could help us with the current market share number for the company.
So while the sales has fallen off a cliff as compared to last year, but as was presented in the, you know, before the QA began, the sales were still higher than any other previous year. So we have to look at it in light of that. The loss of sales is entirely on account of a weak summer, because you know, the same has been experienced by products in every by all industries in all summer categories, like air conditioners, fans, coolers, of course, refrigerators, and everything associated with it, like stabilizers and batteries and so on and so forth. So it is absolutely a summer related issue. There is no structural issue whatsoever.
Okay.
And in terms of the
market share, yes, sir.
Yeah, in terms of the market share also remains, you know, what it was, because everyone's sales has dropped. So it isn't as if Symphony's sales has dropped more than others. If we've been reading the commentary of various other companies, and we also we know what we have information from the market, everybody's sales has dropped, if probably more than Symphony's. So at the end, when we get the market share reports, it might so happen that Symphony's market share may have actually risen.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for such a detailed answer. Also, sir, if you could help me with the region-wise demand, would that be possible?
I mean, you know, the summer was the worst in the south. So I would say the degrowth was the worst in the south. But then it was, I would say, you know, uniformly bad across the rest of the country.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. So have we seen any early recovery post June? And what, if you could just give a basic outlook for the H2, the upcoming festive and the winter season?
So, Shraddha, you know, this is a category which the end consumer only buys in the summer months. So, in the current quarter, these are, you know, being the monsoon and the sort of the rainy season, there is no consumer sales. There is no tertiary sales that happens in this quarter. What we will sell will be largely to the channel. And because of the high inventory in the channel, which I spoke about a little earlier, that sales will also be subdued. So we do expect, you know, some sort of, I would say, tapering off of sales in the current quarter as well, compared to the same quarter of the previous year.
Okay, sir. Okay. May I continue?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So considering the Impacto and the Australia divestiture which is there, so any update on the monetization, if you could provide? So last we knew that the bankers have been appointed, but if you could provide any more update, that would be great.
We've had some very good interest evinced by companies internationally. So they are still at a very, very early stage of signing the NDA and, you know, all of that. So we'll certainly share the news when the time is right, you know, when we're closer to signing a deal.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Renu Beth Pugalia from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So given that this year, as in the start of the year, is already impacted by the seasonal headwinds, so what are our plans to scale up the portfolio, both on the export side as well as on the non-air cooler part of the business, both in terms of the industrial air cooling as well as the other products like fans, etc. Any specific initiatives on the GTM trade would be helpful.
Sure. So, Renu, for the other products, as again was in the presentation, the growth has been significantly higher than for the, you know, obviously the other products. The residential products have degrown, but our industrial coolers and our tower fans and our kitchen cooling fan, all the other categories have grown and grown very impressively. You know, we're continuing to expand the market. Last year, as far as water heaters are concerned, it's another category that we introduced last year. That was only introduced in a very limited limited geography, in a couple of cities in the south. Now we are sort of rolling that out to more cities across the country and as well as to some modern retail stores. So it's going to be a gradual rollout. I think it's only be, it'll only be a year from now that we will have a sort of a pan-India presence in the water heater category. Whereas for all the other categories, you know, tower fans, industrial coolers, we are certainly present across the country. And that has been, those categories have been growing very impressively. So we are sure that, you know, that rate of growth will continue. And again, as was said, they constitute together about 25%.
About 25%.
About 25% of our revenue. And, you know, that will keep on growing. So, and on top of that, of course, exports has also has done well and will continue to do well. You know, exports to third parties as well as to our subsidiaries. So, you know, the entire sort of future does not depend only on domestic on the sales within India. So there are various other drivers which will sort of lead us to continued sales.
Got it. Secondly, with respect to capital allocation, do we have a targeted budget in mind that you would like to invest in R&D and product development for these tower fans or BLDC fans, or for that matter, the new portfolio which we're trying to scale up for water heaters there?
Again, good question again. Considering our business model, you know, we do not require much capex to grow. You know, even last year we've introduced some 17 new models. This year also there are several models in the pipeline, and the investment that these will all require would be in you know, several crores. I mean, we're not talking about the tens of crores, maybe less than 10 crores. So the capex that is required in our business model for us to grow is nothing significant. Doesn't really impact the numbers one way or the other. So we will continue to invest whatever is required, you know, to sort of meet the market requirements and to keep on innovating, to keep on addressing different segments of the market, so that will just keep on happening as it has been for the last several years.
Sure. And last question, while exports now has been of significant focus for us, given that both the Mexican as well as the Australian arm, we are divesting it in the next few quarters. Following the last analyst meet, what would be the updates in terms of targeted investments to increase the direct reach with the channel partners and large distributors in the region and other countries aligned? And does the noise around or the entire confusion around the tariff, non-tariff structure has put these plans on the sidelines, or they continue to remain unabated?
So let me answer your second question first. As far as the tariffs are concerned, I mean, they have not impacted our plans in any manner whatsoever. So that has been noise, to quote you. Even the tariffs which were announced yesterday on products from India are lower than on the tariffs from China, and which is our, you know, our primary competitor. As far as the other geographies are concerned, we don't really need to, again, invest a lot. All it really takes in our business model is to have people and invest in their travel. And that is something that we have been doing in any way, so there is nothing exceptionally different that we will do going forward. And even in Mexico and Australia, the two geographies that we are divesting from, or the two companies that we are divesting from, you know, like we said before, we are not exiting from those geographies. We'll probably continue to sell to the same companies even under new management, under new ownership, you know, at least in the foreseeable future. You know, we don't really expect the divestment to substantially alter our international business numbers.
Got it. So just a small clarification for these regions. Our eventual game plan would be to target supplies to these entities, but under the new ownership, rather than reinvesting back in the GTM in those regions, or say, for example, for USA instead of Australian market? Am I right, or it would be a combination of both?
It could be a combination of both. It could be a combination of both. Because for the companies per se, IMCO and Climate Technologies, it would be like white labeling. We would sell under those brands, Bonaire and, you know, the other brands in Mexico, which are owned by those companies. So at the moment we own the company, so, you know, we own the brands. But in the future, when the companies are sold, though, we won't own those brands. So what we will sell to them will be white labeling. And and on top of that, we will continue to, you know, we'll continue to explore opportunities to sell different products, I mean, different models of coolers under the Symphony brand in those same geographies.
Got it, got it. Thanks so much and best wishes, team. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to get a sense, when do you think the channel inventory will get normalized? And is it fair to assume channel inventory is possibly at lower levels than March?
Yeah, by March, you know, so first of all, yes, your first question answers the second. The channel inventory will only sort of get normalized once tertiary sales begins. And closer to next summer, you know, sales will begin and channel inventory will get normalized. So, yeah, so that's how it would be. That's how this industry sort of behaves.
Understood, right. So tell me one thing, if you compare the RAC industry with cooler, we see the RAC industry decline has been, you know, lower around, let's say, 25%, but cooler industry have declined more. What would be the reason for the same? And secondly, how is your revenue mix in south versus north versus other region, broader sense?
So the air cooler as a category is far more spontaneous. The purchase of air coolers as a category is far more spontaneous than air conditioners are. Air conditioners are more of a planned purchase, or even refrigerators are more of a planned purchase than air coolers. Because air coolers are plug and play, you know, you can sort of just go out to a store the date the mercury sort of crosses 40, 42 and bring it home and then plug it in and it starts cooling you. Whereas an air conditioner is, you know, you sort of need installation and all of that. So it's more of a planned purchase. So which is why the degrowth in air conditioners may have been, I don't have specific numbers and I'm just going by what you just stated. I don't even know whether that's true or not. But if that is the case, then if the degrowth is less than in air coolers, then the reason which I just gave would really be why.
And by the way, in summer of 24, the growth of air cooler category was far higher than air conditioner. So in a way, that base effect has also come into play.
Right. Point taken. And how is your mix, as I said, south versus north versus other region, broader sense?
Sort of uniform across the country.
Got it. Okay. Last question from my side.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, yeah. Are you audible?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, yeah. So by when do you expect this two subsidiary to possibly get monetized? Any sense possibly this year or next year?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I would say in the, you know, maybe in the maybe towards the end of the current financial year or in the early part of next financial year. Difficult to say. It's still very early stage. So it all really depends on, you know, how things happen going forward.
Okay, this year is paying for both the subsidiaries based on initial interest, right?
Sorry?
This year paying for both the subsidiaries based on initial interest, possibly what you have got.
Yes.
Got it. That is helpful. Thank you so much. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pallavi Deshpande from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to understand on the Australia side, given the companies are on the block, does it affect market share, you know, and what would be the current market share currently in how do we expect to maintain?
Can you answer the repeat the question, please?
Yeah, just wanted to understand in Australia what would be the market share currently, and given that you know this, I mean the dealers would know etc. that you know these companies on the block, does that impact future market share?
So in historically in Australia we've been selling coolers, rooftop coolers, and gas ducted heaters, and in both those categories our market share was about 33%. In the last year, there has been a regulatory change, and the sales of gas ducted heaters in the biggest market, which is the state of Victoria in southern Australia, has been banned, and sales have almost petered out to next to nothing. And the same is true for the entire industry, not just for us, for all our competitors. So there, you know, market share or lack thereof really is academic. As far as coolers are concerned, our market share continues to be about a third. But the bigger story here is that what we have done is we've pivoted from coolers and heaters to electric products, which is sort of reverse ducted reverse cycle air conditioners which do both cooling and heating. We've also gone into a whole range of other heating products like electric fireplaces and panel heaters and oil column heaters and so on and so forth. So we have sort of diversified into a whole other range of products, and we've also developed a channel which is appropriate for those products. Channel on the sales side and channel on the supply side. Going forward, and as we said in the opening remarks, we've also exited from all the manufacturing. So the entire transformation of that business is now finally in place. So what we believe internally is that we are at the bottom of that hockey stick curve. It's taken a long time to get there, or to get to the point where you sort of are at the beginning of the upcycle of the hockey stick curve. But we believe that's where we are. And going forward, with none of our fixed overheads, being on our books, we've transformed into a purely sales, marketing, distribution company, much like we are what we are in India and what we are in Mexico. So that's a sort of a long answer to a short question.
And on top of it, we are
Yes.
So the territory is added sales person.
Correct.
Even people in new geography.
Correct. So we've added sales people. We've added third-party warehouses across Australia. Australia is also a vast country, three times the size of India. It's a continent. So earlier our presence was only in southern Australia, but now our presence is in all the major cities, which are all spread across the coast of Australia. Sort of Sydney and Brisbane to the east, Darwin to the north, Perth to the west. So we are sort of now present across the country.
And this air condition that you mentioned, it could be under the Bonair brand only, right?
Yes. That's the legacy brand of the company in Australia.
Right. And so my second question was with regard to exports with the China's heavier duties than us. To the U.S., when do we see the export numbers kick in for us, given the winter, their summer would start December, Jan or whatever?
So, very honestly, like I said before, we are not losing sleep over this tariff thing, because it's an evolving situation. The dust hasn't settled. It'll take a while for it to happen. So let's see what happens in the months to follow. Really what what we should be concerned about is what happens when we have to begin to ship material for the summer of 26. At that point, if the tariffs are still lower than the tariffs on China, we are in a happy place. It doesn't really bother us.
Even though in US, right, we have a significant growth this quarter.
Correct.
Or last quarter.
Correct. So Rajesh here, who oversees the international subsidiary, just pointed out and just sort of reminded me that, of course, our sales in the US in this quarter is significantly higher than what it was, you know, last year at the same quarter.
And already we are in the advanced stage of finalizing with all the key retailers for the upcoming.
I'm sorry, sir, your voice is feeble. We couldn't hear you.
This is Rajesh going to speak about the US market. Yeah, go ahead, Rajesh.
So, as far as US is concerned, within US, our sales in this quarter we have significantly gone up. We do have our direct presence there, a subsidiary there. So, the sales are up compared to last quarter. And on top of it, for the upcoming summer, all the major retail chains have already shown, interest. And not just interest, they have, in fact, shortlisted some of the models as we speak. Samples have reached them, and they are in the process of finalizing, hopefully, large orders for the upcoming summer.
So even our potential, current and potential customers are not really losing sleep over the tariffs, because they also realize that this is, not the end of the entire tariff
saga. Right. I mean, last year we had a good performance on exports. So I was just wondering if, that similar thing can be replicated this year.
Yeah. It should be, if not significantly improved upon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shraddha Kapadia from Smiths. Please go ahead.
Thank you again for the opportunity. So, sir, I just wanted to understand that if and when the monetization happens, what would be the intended use of the proceeds?
No, I think we will cross that bridge when it comes. But as per our business model, we don't need much of the capital. It remains asset-light, capital-light, and by divesting, in fact, that will further improve. No specific thoughts as of now, but mostly we won't need that cash.
But if the back of your mind is a question of whether we will go on another international acquisition adventure, then that is something which I would like to categorically say that is not going to happen. We are not going to be acquiring any international or domestic company. We believe that for us, the model for exports is similar to our Brazil model, where we have where we have a local subsidiary, we have a team which sells. So we'll have feet on the ground, people who are selling our product. We won't be acquiring more companies to expand our business internationally.
Sure, so that was quite helpful. One more question from my side. So if you could help with the realization as well as the margin profile for the adjacent categories, is it higher than the air coolers, especially the margins?
They are in some products they are higher, in some products they are maybe a little lower. So it's a mixed bag.
Also, if you could just help with the LSV majorly.
I'm sorry?
LSV?
What about it?
If you could help with the margin profile.
Yeah, significantly better.
Okay. Sure, that was quite helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much once again, everybody. To IIFL for hosting this call and for all the participants for your interest and your questions. I hope you've been able to answer all of them effectively, and we look forward to seeing you 3 months from now. Thank you once again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, members of the management. Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of IIFL Capital Services Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.